People with autism spectrum disorder have significant problems with verbal and nonverbal communications. Some characteristics include not answering immediately when spoken to, not responding in a typical way to gestures or tone of voice of others, interpreting what is said literally, and missing inferred or implied information. These and others can lead to a misunderstanding when police are involved. Be Safe the movie was made in 2013. It's a project that focuses on the relationship between the police and people with autism. The film was produced by author and researcher Emily Island.
The reason I made the movie was because I'm the mother of a young man with autism, and I've been an advocate for 300 different families and a leader in the autism field. And we have a trend of unfortunate or even disastrous encounters between young adults with autism and similar disabilities and the police, where things go very wrong. And I thought, well, the first thing we need to do is train the police about disabilities. So I did that. That was my first thing I did.
Island says she worked with the Los Angeles Police Department because she wanted them to understand how to communicate with someone with an invisible disability. While working with the police, Island says she realized that the fight-or-flight urge that people usually are able to suppress when dealing with the police can prove to be a problem with people who have autism.
However, people with autism and other disabilities have a really hard time suppressing that urge. So they either run from the police, which doesn't turn out well, or they fight with the police, which doesn't turn out well.
With that in mind, Island created a movie to teach people with autism how to be arrested safely. Be Safe the movie was created with the Bakersfield Police. Island shows this film at interactive screenings. At these events, the police do activities with young people in the audience and let them get to know the tools on an officer's safety belt. Such activities both satisfy the curiosity and they learn that they shouldn't touch those objects.
And repeat after me. I promise to never put my hands in my pockets. Pants, bag, or purse. When I meet the police,
unless they tell me to.
Outstanding, you guys are all sworn in.
Island's project also includes a curriculum that parents and educators can use to help those with autism understand what is happening when dealing with the police. She says the most common reason for confrontation with police for a person with autism is usually a misunderstanding.
So say, for example, a person with autism is rocking and flapping and talking to himself and maybe pacing back and forth. And somebody sees this and they call the police and say, that guy's on drugs or this person's hallucinating or whatever. And so people get involved when nothing is wrong. And then the person with autism, say, to carry out this scenario, the police drive up and they have their lights and sirens on, and the person gets a sensory overload and panics, and then they run. Well, if you run, the police will chase you, so now the chase is on. If you resist arrest when you get caught, then you start fighting. Now it's escalated to assault of an officer. And where do you think it goes from there?
Island says public awareness and dispelling of the stigma is the next step. The public needs to be aware, she says, that autism is not a cookie-cutter diagnosis. It manifests differently in each person, and that makes it difficult to pinpoint. Island was in Alaska earlier this month, offering interactive screenings. Alaska Representative Cherise Millett supports programs like Be Safe because she believes helping with police interaction is important, not just for the families involved, but the community as a whole.
These opportunities like this for children with ASD and public safety to get together and understand each other and maybe de-escalate situations is, you know, to the best of our community. It helps everybody involved, and hopefully we'll avoid anything that ends in a situation where, you know, someone's getting hurt that shouldn't have been getting hurt.
As well as creating Be Safe the movie and the corresponding curriculum, Island has written different lesson plans for several kinds of ASD. She is also translating these lessons into Spanish. Island says she is very pleased with the outcome so far and believes the response has been very positive. For more information on Be Safe the movie or the curriculum, visit the official website at www.besafethemovie.com. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.